The bracha to Yosef concludes with the words, "The Rosh Yosef Lakadiko de Nezer Achiv." Targum interprets the words Nazir Achav to mean that Yosef has been separated from his brothers. The word Nazir does mean to separate, Nazirus, to separate. But the Medrash explains that Yosef was actually a Nazir. He took on all the halachas of a Nazir, of not cutting the hair, not being Matami Meis, and not drinking wine. This explains a number of statements in Chazal. The Medrash teaches us that Yosef had not drunk wine the entire time he had separated from his brothers. This fits perfectly with the fact that he was a Nazir. And further, the fact that he was a Nazir aligns nicely with the Medrash that says Yosef was misalsil his hair. He curled his hair since it was so long. So with this idea that Yosef was in fact a Nazir, as the Medrash explains, the Ragachavar uses it to explain another Targum Unkelis in Parshas Miketz. The pasuk describes Yosef's departure from jail with the changing of his clothing and the grooming of his hair. And the pasuk uses the word Vayigalach, about which the Targum says means Visapar, to cut his hair. What's perplexing is that everywhere else in the Torah where the word Vigalach or the like is used, Targum says it means Vigalach. Why here does he pivot? Why here does he use the word Visapar, describing Joseph's haircut, where everywhere else it's the word Vigalach is the interpretation of Vigalach? And so the Ragachavar explains that Yosef was a Nazir, as the Medrash says. And a Nazir may not shave his head. He can, however, according to the Gemara, certain types of Nazir, trim his hair if it gets too long, if it gets excessively long. The Sapar means to trim, as opposed to a Gach means to shave. So when Yosef ascended from the jail, he simply trimmed his hair. He groomed his hair, but he didn't shave his hair, because he was a Nazir. Yosef's strength and his endurance to maintain his Kedusha Mitzrayim stemmed from his Nazirus, his ability to withdraw from worldly desires. Yosef HaTzadik serves as a model to all to withstand the power of the Yetzer Hara, as the Gemara Numa tells us, was your Yetzer Hara greater than Yosef HaTzadik's? The ruthless and relentless efforts of the Sitra Achra that Yosef stood strong up against. So for this reason, Yosef is highly correlated to the celebration of Chanukah. Because Chanukah too is a fight against religion, spirituality, and Hashem. Yosef is the same gematria as Melech Yavan, to highlight that Yosef can go head to head with Yavan and its corrupt, poisonous, and contaminated ideology. The symbol of Yosef is to stand up against the most powerful of evils. And it was his Nazirus, his ability to separate from this world, from the Gashmias and the Taivas that surround us, that gave him the strength to stand up against it. But it was not only Yosef's unbelievable self-control. Prior to his descent to Mitzrayim, Yaakov had taught Yosef some of the secrets that he had learned while spending many years in the Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Ever. The pasuk in Parashat Vayeshev describes Yosef as a ben zakunim to Yaakov. Targum, again, interprets this as Yosef was the recipient of a chachma, of certain secrets from Beis Medrash Shem Ve'Ever that was passed down from Shem to Avram to Yitzchak to Yaakov and ultimately Yosef HaTzadik. Perhaps these secrets of the Torah is the idea that we know from Chazal called the Organas, a reference to the Organas which are reserved to a few select tzaddikim. It was this Organas that kept Yosef strong. They kept him strong in Mitzrayim, warding off all types of outside distractions. The pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Bereishis the pasuk records Vayar Elokim et ha'or ki tov. Hashem saw that the light was good. And Rashi comments that it's a reference to the organas, the hidden light that's reserved for the tzaddikim. The organas is called tov. Vayar Elokim et ha'or ki tov. He saw that or was good. And the gematria of tov is 17. And further, the Svar Makadoshim teach us that the or from Neres Chanukah encapsulates the organas. The Neres Chanukah represents the organas as the or kitov. Perhaps this is hinted at in the word nazir. A nazir, if you take the outer letters, it spells ner, nun and resh on the outside, and the inner letters are yud and zayin, which are the gematria of 17, the gematria of tov. As if to say, the tov, the organas, is hidden within the nair. That's what nazir represents. The nair and the yud zayin in the center. Further, the gematria of organas without the vav of ganas is the same exact gematria as nazir. You see, Yosef, who we now know was a nazir, was living a life in Mitzrayim, yet living a life of naziris, filled with the hidden secrets from the base medrash Shem Ve'Ever. That is what kept him afloat. That is what kept him strong. That is what protected him from the filth, lust, and desires of the Egyptian culture. While all those years Yosef kept the secrets of the Torah bottled up, he finally had a chance to reveal them. He was able to share them with his brothers. And when his brothers came down, the Pasuk and Rashi note that this was the very first time, or the first time in 22 years in selling Yosef, that they each had drank wine. Evidently, Yosef's Nazirus was over. Yosef was now transitioning from a life of organas, the secret light, a life reserved for the few, to a life sharing that organas. And this is represented by the drinking of the wine. The Gemara says, Nichnas Yain Yatzasod, the wine enters and the secrets are released. This is a celebration of Purim, celebration of the entire people drinking wine. It's not just the tzaddikim that get to see and appreciate the organas as is on Hanukkah, but the Hamon Am all drink wine, representing the availability to the masses. Purim is a celebration of Nichnas Yain Yatzasod. Yosef was there to share the wine, to share the organas with the rest of his brothers. He no longer needed to be a nazir to hide the tov. He's able to release that and drink wine. Contrary to popular belief, the Bnei Sattar explains that the organas is not a reference to Torah Sinister. Rather, it's a reference to Gemara, and it's 36 Masechtas corresponding to the 36 candles lit throughout the 8 days of Hanukkah. We know that there are two types of Gemaras. There's the Bavli and there's the Yerushalmi. There are many differences between the two. One noteworthy difference is the description used when bringing the proof. The Yerushalmi uses the language of Tachazeh, while the Bavli uses the word Tashma. The Torah of the Yerushalmi is transmitted through sight, while the Bavli is transmitted through Shmia, through hearing. This parallels Hanukkah and Purim. Hanukkah is about seeing the candles, and it took place in Yerushalayim. And so therefore, Hanukkah is a celebration of the Yerushalmi. Purim, on the other hand, is about Shmiat Megillah. Hearing the Megillah, hearing the Torah, Purim is a celebration of the Bavli, Tashma. So we find ourselves between the celebrations of Hanukkah and Purim. And we're coming off the heels of a celebration of the Daf Yomi and its Sima Shas. This time period serves as a great opportunity to reaffirm our commitment to Limud HaTorah. And in particular, learning Gemara, as this is the organus that leads the way to the darkness of Galus, to the coldness of the winter, and the bringing of Mashiach, Meher Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.